ladies and gentlemen, our next New York State Senator, Chris Jacobs.
Erie County Republican Party Chairman Nick Langworthy was charged up as he gave a rousing introduction for Jacobs, who currently serves as Erie County Clerk. Jacobs rolled past Small. He captured 59% of the vote to her 39%. On stage, Jacobs thanked family members and those close to the campaign and talked about his hard-fought efforts.
This was a very long campaign. It was over 8 months, a very intense primary, and then a very intense general election in a challenging year.
The 60th district seat is currently held by Mark Panapinto, who did not seek re-election. The district covers parts of the city of Buffalo, Grand Island, and as far away as Gowanda. Jacobs tells WBFO News he's thrilled with the win and is ready to get to work in Albany.
What will be your first priority?
I want to make sure that the renaissance we're starting to see in this area, that we've seen especially in the last couple of years, continues. And any role I can play to continue to be part of a catalyst in that effort, I want to be.
And the children and the education?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Education's always been a passion of mine. I look forward to really getting involved again in it. I've been out of it a bit since I've been clerk and out off the school board. I'm very excited to dive in. And I talked about having stakeholder councils made up of teachers, made up of superintendents, made up of children, to really make sure I always have communication in the community. So we're excited.
Small appeared at her campaign party, telling supporters to keep working harder. She serves as executive director at the Parkside Community Association. This was her first run for office, but Small told supporters she's just getting started. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.